Hello.
Yes, Monty?
Hey.
Hey, afternoon. Yeah, it's Andy here calling back with Local Splash.
Okay.
Awesome, yes, sir.
And I think it was you that I spoke with in the later part of 2024, right?
That's correct. Yeah, November. Yes, sir. Yeah, we spoke in regards to the
Yeah,
pricing.
man.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to see like if there's any type of promotions or anything that still, I mean, still same situation. I knew that it was going to take me until the beginning of this year to really just get into Google.
Sure.
But you know, I kind of want to just stick my toe in. I don't have just a ton of money to invest in it right now, but I do have, you know, my income like that set aside to be able to invest in. Get
Understood.
started on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and we're actually going to apply the same credit. We do have higher pricing when it comes down to the new year. Google changes the rates all the time. But I'll still honor that same quote we quoted you in the past. Yeah, I got your text message this morning. So I was, or yesterday actually, you sent it, but we had the day off. So once I came in today, I got the text and you know, I wanted to reach out to you. But yeah, same platinum programming. It covers the major aspects of search engine optimizing Google Maps. So we'll target surrounding areas, keywords. You'll have a whole analytical team look into conversion, what areas you want to cover. So you're always programmed for the best when it comes out to the service. And of course, Facebook ads. You get the directory submissions included as well as the smart car and Alexa voice command searches. So yeah, really nice program. Now we did have you quoted, and I sent over a price page also now on your phone, so you might have heard that kind of correspond. It's the same message. You don't have to open it up, or if you like, you could open it up. But it just has our Google partnership badge. Let you know we've been handpicked, trained, certified channel partners, 20 years of expertise. Now, normally the platinum package is $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. Today, we'll honor that pricing that we quoted you, and we're going to waive the setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $249 month to month.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Absolutely. And you'll get a dashboard also included. We actually have an app, Monty, where you could download on your phone, where it gives you live analytics. You can make changes whenever you need to your Google campaign. So it's a brand new app that we actually just rolled out this year, so you have access to it.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, to get it started, I'm just going to create the program. Yeah, go ahead.
So you say to get started, how much do I pay today?
$249, yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's not a promo rate for a year or 6 months. It's always grandfathered in at that price. You also
All
get
right.
that in writing while we're on the line. You'll get your terms and everything sent to you as far as your invoice. Get it started.
You
I'm just
guys
gonna
work with
kind of go ahead.
a lot of people.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have over 10,000 clients across the United States. Yeah, so we manage everything by live analytics and algorithms in your area, so we could see, you know, the conversion, how people are searching, what they're typing, and of course with the Facebook advertising, it also has the capability to showcase photos, videos. You'll have a live analytical team going in, kind of making sure everything is how you like it as far as how you want to be represented.
I got you. Okay, that'll work.
Yeah. And I think you have content for us, like photos, a logo. We also create QR codes. So if you want that, it's included
Oh,
with
that'd
your
be
program.
nice. That'd be nice.
Absolutely.
So one thing, you know, I've been talking to some people about me getting this started. One thing they did tell me to mention, just other businesses they told me to add, mention about. So I know a couple businesses said that they get a lot of business through reviews. So is there a way that like once my presence becomes on Google. Is there a way that I can, you know, get some past customers to write some reviews and put some reviews on it?
Great question. Yeah, through our app and our dashboard, you'll have a review generated tool, and it gives you the capability to submit the email, the number that you want the message sent to, and it just gives it a professional message, just saying, hey, thank you for choosing Peace of Mind Cleaning. If you have any questions, feel free to call us, and if you have a second, write us a Google review with the link. So that's included with the dashboard, so you can start generating those reviews under your name.
Mm-hmm. And they can put their, and if they have a Google like picture, they can put their picture on there too, and say, and
oh, of course, yeah, like the job you did, yeah, 100%. And that's really the nice thing about the Google page. It's like a digital billboard, but with more options to kind of read reviews and, you know, look at photos of before and after pictures. So we're going to make sure to kind of make sure that that stands out as far as that listing, and also target higher end areas. Maybe you want to dive into the bigger commercial contracts with offices and businesses. So we could always target that for you if that's what you want with your marketing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that'll work.
I'm just going to create the profile, just verify the information, what I have on file. Like I mentioned, you'll get a welcome text, welcome email with, you know, the login credentials for the app. You'll get your invoice, everything sent to you in writing. But the business name and how you want it to appear on the first page, I have Peace of Mind Cleaning Services. Is that correct?
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice name. Very creative.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know. I don't necessarily know if I want to use that name because most of my customers or most of the people that have that I've, you know, spoken with and things like that, they know it. They know my business as POM, Cleaning Services. The POM is an abbreviation for Peace of Mind. So is there a way that you could put both on there, like POM being – like maybe like parentheses, Peace of Mind Cleaning, or POM Cleaning, and puts Peace of Mind Cleaning in small letters under the POM?
Great question. Yeah, we could definitely advertise it however you like. If you want to add the POM, and that's, I was going to ask that actually because I've seen a couple other listings with POM, and I believe your website domain is POMCleaningService.com. So yeah, 100%.
Mine though. That's My website is POMCleaningServices.com.
That's correct. Yeah, so we're not going to make changes or adjustments to the site. We're just going to advertise it. But I was just mentioning, you know, the website domain, it's POM Cleaning Services. So it's probably best to kind of include it or probably help out a little bit just so they can kind of understand that that's the same company that they're calling for that keyword.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Could definitely add it. So Peace of Mind Cleaning and then POM Cleaning Service included, or that's what you want to advertise next to it?
Yeah, cleaningservices.com. Cleaning services.
Very nice. Perfect. And yeah, that kind of even helps even more if it's like an acronym with POM. People tend to remember that a lot more. So, yeah, very nice that you kind of made it an acronym so people can remember it. So, nice choice. And Google does allow just one primary number for the first page. Would you want to use the 501-960-2579 as the primary line of contact there?
That's correct.
Yeah. And, Monty, we'll send over that welcome email. You'll have a login credentials. You have access to your dashboard. Well, for you, what's the best email address for you in the business?
My business email is POMCleaning6@gmail.com. But I important emails, I would like for it to come to my personal email, and that's mridgel81@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Okay. You said M, and then can you spell the second word for me? I'm so sorry.
Ridgel, RIVGELL, and the number 81@gmail.com.
Got it. Number 81, and that's just the number one, right?
Yes, just the number one.
81. Awesome, at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You got it. Thank you. And then just to make sure, it's RIVGELL, correct?
No. RID, like my last name.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, the D. Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like a V on the phone, so no worries. Thank you. And perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and submit it here. And you said that's your last name, right, Rigio?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. And then, Monty, as far as the business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page, what hours are you open for the service calls and phone calls?
I would say from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Very nice. So Saturday and Sunday.
And I would like to cater more to commercial businesses. So if we can kind of format my presence to commercial business, that would be perfect.
Of course. Absolutely. So yeah, your preference is targeting commercial services. So weekly, biweekly maintenance, deep cleaning, disinfecting, perfect. And then they're actually going to kind of dive into, you know, the other sub-search terms that you want to be targeted with the campaign. So you'll have a client interview just to kind of make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And then once you're done with the job, clients, how can they pay? Are you accepting check and cash, or you accept Visa, MasterCard, or electronic payments like Zelle?
Yeah, I accept Zelle. I accept credit card, Zelle, cash. I don't really want to accept cash, but yeah, I put cash on them. You know, yeah, I mean, just basically anything. Well, except checks.
Gotcha. Okay.
I guess, you know what, I'm sorry. I guess I could say I accept checks, all forms of payment. I don't accept coupons. That's for damn sure.
Right. But, awesome. You know, so all forms accepted.
Yep.
Excellent. And so, you know, say in the future you want to change something with the ads. Maybe you have a photo you want to adjust, or you want to start displaying that you accept a different form of payment, or, you know, anything that you want to change. It's all done through the app or through the dashboard, and it's 100% free whenever you want to make adjustments to the marketing and advertising, okay?
Okay. That's cool.
Absolutely. And what I'll do here is I'm going to apply the override credit so we could lock in the pricing. Since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off also just a voice verification. It just outlines the updated pricing, that it's month to month, there's no contracts, and this part's just another added protection for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excellent. We're going to apply the credit here. And in terms of securing your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Can you just do a bank draft?
A bank check, like a business check?
No, bank draft.
Oh. Is it like a type of card? I'm not sure what a bank draft is. I'm sorry.
No, it's just to where I give you my bank account number and the routing number, and you do it that way.
Yes, good question. So Google only accepts Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, just because it's a reoccurring payment with the advertising. So yeah, it'll have to be a form of card under your name or the business name. I'll just secure it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries. Hold on, let me go
in.
I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh. actually, I'm trying to keep my wife is in my car. Actually, I'm trying to keep from having to go out to the car because down here in the South, we have some inclement weather. But
right.
I'm going to have to go out here.
Yes, sir. Take your time. No problem. Yes, no problem.
It's the second time this winter we've had inclement weather.
Yeah. No worries. Is it just kind of like raining, or is it kind of windy out there? Is it kind of snowing already?
About a month and a half ago, we got about 10 inches of snow.
Oh, wow.
So with this round, it's ice today, and it'll be snow tomorrow.
Yeah, I can see it's about 30 degrees right now over in Bryant,
yeah.
So,
yeah,
oh, it's cold.
Okay, all right, I got my business card. Okay, so.
Yes, sir.
It's in my name, my full name is Montega, Montague.
Okay.
Last name Ridgel, Riddell.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And the card number is 4058-6285-0888-8212.
Okay.
Yep.
Expiration date, month and year?
0425. So eventually, at some point, for the next couple of weeks or something, I'm going to have to update that because it's about to expire. But 0425.
0425. Yes, sir. Sounds good. And then the security code on the back of the card?
560.
560. Excellent. And, yeah, if you ever want to update the card, maybe, you know, you get a new card or pay for the programming, you always have full access to your app and dashboard where there's a billing tab where you can kind of update future billing if you need to as well. But, of course, you could always call our customer support. We could always update the billing on our end or whatever makes it easier for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then as far as the billing address for the Visa, what's the current billing address for the card?
5703 Sweetbriar Court, Bryant, Arkansas, 72022.
Okay, 727. Say the zip code for me. I'm so sorry. One more time.
72022.
72022. You got it. And they said that's Sweetbriar, right?
Uh-huh, Sweetbriar Court.
Sounds good. Excellent. And what I'll do here is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within 1 to 2 minutes, you'll receive a welcome text, welcome email, with everything in writing, everything we're including. I'm actually going to stay on the line just to make sure that those are corresponding. It just kind of outlines the pricing. And I'm going to go ahead and just feed off the voice verification now. This just kind of outlines the new pricing, that it's not a reduced rate. It's never going to expire in a year or 6 months. It's always that locked-in price at $249 for you, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. So, yes, sir. States, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Peace of Mind Cleaning.
All right. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Montega Ridgel, and I'm the owner.
Okay. Thank you. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Right. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and the phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Nice. That kind of explain that. If, you know, basically, if anybody calls you, Monty, and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, they want to search in and optimize keywords, target Facebook advertising, mobile platforms, Alexa's also included. So if you hear anything that sounds similar, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you have with us already, okay?
I got you.
Perfect. And then second part here, last part says for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is February 18, 2025, and the discounted price at just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 18, same price, just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or cancel the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Excellent. Monty, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing year working with us. So welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, sir. It's my pleasure. And then just to make sure your first name, I just want to make sure it's right. So it's M-O-N-T-G-U-E. Is that what you said? I'm so sorry if I got it wrong.
No. M-O-N-T-A-G-U-E. But I'm known as Monty.
Monty. Okay. Awesome. I'll put that your preference is Monty there. So... Awesome. So M-O-N-T-A-G-U-E, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Very nice, Monty. And next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview with the technicians. Again, they're just going to cover the content, the creating of the advertising, the cities and areas and keywords you want to target. We usually when I block out an hour window just in case of any questions, but they're about a 20, 30, 40-minute phone call. So it shouldn't take up too much of your time, but it's pretty important just to kind of make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's. And
Are we going to do that today?
I do have an available spot. I expect the first one tomorrow is actually at 12 o'clock, right around lunchtime, if that works for you. Wednesday the 19th.
I won't be able to do that one. I will be able to do, so that's Wednesday. I will be able to do Thursday, though.
Yes, of course. We do have later times tomorrow, but if your Thursday works best for you, 100%, we could definitely put you in. What kind of works best for you as far as your schedule?
Let's do 10 a.m. on Thursday.
10 a.m. Okay, awesome. We're going to put you in at that time slot. And perfect. And between 10 and 11, they'll call you directly. Really nice, really smart. I mean, if you need a QR code, if you need to revamp your logo, or even photos, we have those available for you, just in case you need something for your advertising. But we'll kind of get everything squared away with that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So wait until Thursday, so I won't be able to just log on now, just kind of see what it looks like.
Good question. You could 100% log in. You'll get the login credentials, but there just won't be any content because we haven't gathered the keywords or the cities. But you'll have access to it, as soon as you get that welcome text, which should be pinging in any second now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
See if I got anything.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to hold on the line here just to make sure they're corresponding. And you're also going to have a security question, Monty. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a business partner that calls in and says, hey, we want to switch over this on the site. We want to target this area for the ads. We're always going to ask a security question just to make sure that they're authorized to make that change. But the options we have are the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use for your ads?
First pet name.
Okay. And I said, what was your first pet's name?
Armani. A-A-A-R-M-A-N-I.
Armani. Very nice.
My wife's little Pomeranian. And
That sounds like a small dog name. So
yeah, he's definitely he's a bad dog. I mean, that's really all I see.
No, I get it. Yeah, some of those are like little chihuahuas sometimes, and they're kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had big dogs my whole life, so I mean, they're a little bit more. More obedient, you know. So
that reminds me. I see this guy. I was in Tractor Trailer Supply this past weekend, and I seen this guy. He had a I see the dogs. I see it on YouTube a lot, but I've only seen one in my entire life. He had a huge breed.
Cane Corozos, I think they're called.
You're close, but that's kind of like bigger than that. Bigger than that. What is the breed of that dog? It looks. It does not look like a mean dog, but definitely a big breed.
Is it short haired or long haired?
Long haired.
Oh, okay. That might be like a Great Pyrenees. Was it all white?
I can get you the name of it. And see, this, I just looked up big breed of dogs, and this don't even have.
Yeah, it must have been a rare dog.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah, a lot of those mountain dogs, they get them from like Europe and stuff, and they kind of bring them over here. And they're huge. I've seen a Great Pyrenees has like an extra, you know how they have the extra toe on like the halfway up their wrist, like a little finger? Mm-hmm. So this one had two huge fingers because they're mountain dogs, so they kind of needed to grip on the mountains. So it was a massive, massive dog. So I was like, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to see a dog like this again, because it was really big and it was barely like a year or two. So I was like, oh, geez, this thing is probably not even done growing, but... Yeah, no doubt. I know how those little dogs are, though. You know, they kind of get on your on your nerves. But
Asian Shepherd.
Oh wow! I don't think I've ever seen one of those before. Wow, let me kind of Google it.
Asian Shepherd. And I asked, the guy was a taller guy. He was probably around 6'1", and the dog head came to his chest.
Oh geez.
And I asked him, I said, that's an Asian Shepherd. He said, man, you're the first person that named it without me telling you what kind of dog it is. I said, yeah. I said, because I see it online all the time. And I said, that's my first time seeing one in real life. He said, yeah. He said, it's only two of them in the state. He said,
oh, wow.
In the entire state, it's only two of them. And I asked him, I said, so, like does he eat a lot? He said, man, you'd be surprised. He said he eats a lot now. He said, right. But as he continues to grow, he's just gonna his appetite is not gonna grow. He's gonna continue to eat what he's eating now. But it was a huge dog. The dog hand, it was about the size of a full adult hand.
That's intense. Wow. No, I can see it. There's a picture of one standing sitting next to a lady, and it's almost like the same height as the lady when she's sitting down, taller. Oh yeah, this is only two in the state. It must be like must be blacklisted or like an illegal dog, you know, but.
I thought that, but the only illegal dog that's in our, we do have, pit bulls are illegal in certain areas of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked him, I said, man, how old is he? He said, oh man, he's 6 months. I said,
No way.
He's 6 months. He's still growing. I was like, shoot. And I bet that dog tears up all types of furniture.
Oh man, I'm pretty sure they have to keep them in the backyard, man. That guy probably tears down trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I asked him, I said, I read that, you know, you have to work the dog for it to actually, survive. And he said, he got to have a lot of exercise in order to keep, you know, stay healthy. And that's true. And they said you can't. The dog can't be one of those little pretty dogs. You have to actually work them for him to stay healthy and survive.
Yeah, run them, keep them outside, and it's a shepherd dog, so it makes sense. You know, they're used to shepherding animals. So, Wow, that's neat. Yeah, it says females can get up to 140 and males 170 pounds. Oh, jeez.
That is huge for a dog.
Yeah, that's intense. But, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, 15 to 12 year lifespan. So they live pretty long, so that's good. Yeah. But, that's a good story. That's neat. Yeah, I never seen a dog. I never even heard of that dog. But looking at pictures, you could tell it's a huge dog. So
yeah,
very interesting.
A huge dog.
Awesome. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, we're pretty much squared away here. It's going to be me and the technician that's going to call you here Thursday. But just to double check, were you able to get the text messages, the welcome text, and the emails just to make sure that they're corresponding?
Yeah, I know I got an email. Let's see about the text. I got a welcome text.
Excellent. Awesome. So you get a chance, you can check out the terms. It just kind of outlines the 249. It's a credit there. There's also a section where it asks you to confirm and sign, and that just locks in the discounted price. It's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay. Will do.
Awesome, Monty. Other than that, yeah, have a wonderful day. Thank you again for choosing Local Splash, and we'll talk to you here soon.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Yeah, it's my pleasure. Bye.